The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Friday.
Absolutely not.
Steve,
maybe.
Let's go.
No, not you too, Steve. I hate all of this.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all around me.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. The three of you jumping is literally terrifying.
It is a nice boost of energy.
It really is.
Highly recommend.
Isn't it crazy that the one who's down for quote unquote anything hates us jumping so much?
It's weird.
Yeah.
But I do love sitting too.
Never change, Sarah.
Why are you still standing up?
Because I'm afraid if I sit down, I won't be able to stand. I think I jammed my knee on those jumps.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Feeling pretty good.
Okay. Let's get to Mark from Tacoma. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
Mark, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday during the men's room?
Oh, yes, I was.
That's what I like to hear. Please give Steve another loss this morning. That would be great.
Because then he'll be tied wins and losses on the year so far.
Oh boy. I don't want to go into the weekend with a losing record.
I would love that. All right, get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you can. Be careful with those knees.
I'm all right. I'll hop out.
For those playing at home, Mark has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
In basketball, how many points is a free throw worth?
1.
Correct. Brent Smith is the lead singer of what band?
Shinedown?
Correct. In Coco, what is the name of the boy who dreams of becoming a musician?
Oh my word. Miguel.
Yes. Which European country is known for tulips and windmills?
Netherlands.
Yes. Which video game series features the character Link?
Legend of Zelda.
Yes. What is the oldest soft drink brand in America?
Dr. Pepper?
Yes. Who was the famous queen of ancient Egypt who had relations with Julius Caesar?
Cleopatra.
Yes. What was the first name of Jennifer Lawrence's character in The Hunger Games?
Katniss.
Yes. What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Indian.
Correct. The candy Skittles were first introduced in what decade?
70s?
Yes! Mark! That is not only a perfect 10, but that was a perfect game.
Yeah!
You got all of those right on the first try. That was amazing.
Mark, can you call every day?
I would love to.
I am so impressed.
Has that ever been done before?
I don't know. I really don't know. Steve.
Yes.
How is that? How are you feeling? How's your knee? How's your mind?
Knee's feeling good. I think I'm going to stand up. I feel like sitting down has been hurting my brain.
I think it has been, too. Yeah. You need all the help you can get on this one.
Oh, really?
Are you ready?
Yes.
In basketball, how many points is a free throw worth?
3.
No.
Oh, 2.
No.
1.
There we go. Brent Smith is the lead singer of what band? Maybe you should sit back down.
I'm going to sit back down. Yeah. Brent Smith?
Yes.
Shinedown.
Correct. In Coco, what is the name of the boy who dreams of becoming a musician?
In Coco?
Yes.
Is his name Coco?
No.
Cuckoo?
No.
Moana?
No. Oh, which God. European country is known for tulips and windmills?
Is that Italy?
No.
France?
No.
Russia?
No. Which video game series features a character Link?
Legend of Zelda.
Wow, yes. What is the oldest soft drink brand in America?
Dr. Pepper.
Correct. Who was the famous queen of ancient Egypt who had relations with Julius Caesar?
Queenie Queen.
No.
Link.
No.
Queen Zelda.
No. What was the first name of Jennifer Lawrence's character in The Hunger Games?
Cat piss. Katniss.
Yes.
Sorry.
What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Indian.
Correct. Steve.
I feel like that wasn't enough.
No.
You got 6 correct, and it was not enough because Mark got a perfect 10.
And?
10-6. You lose.
And a perfect game.
Oh, so he got first question, first guess every time.
Every time.
Nice job, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing.
He just sounds smarter than me.
He does. Yeah. He does. And he was.
There are so many that he knew that you didn't know. The name of the boy who dreams of becoming a musician in the movie Coco. His name is Miguel.
Danny seems so disappointed in me in that one. Well, just because you said Moana, which is a completely different movie.
I was just grasping.
You are.
I was just grasping.
The European country known for tulips and windmills is the Netherlands.
You got that right?
Yeah, well, he was listening to the cheat sheet like smart man should.
Oh.
But he did know the famous queen of ancient Egypt who had relations with Julius Caesar, which was not on the cheat sheet, and that was Cleopatra. Mm. And the candy Skittles was first introduced in what decade? Would you have known that?
70s.
Yeah, that is correct, but you still would have lost. So sorry.
Happy anniversary to the men's room celebrating a 20th anniversary with a new lager from Black Raven Brewing, which is now available in Fred Meyer and QFC stores throughout the area, with a portion of the proceeds, of course, going to support our local Fisher House locations.
So much money has been raised with the men's room and their beers, and that's just awesome.
Keep it going in 2025. Yeah. You can find the beer at KISW.com. A music website has released a list of 4 legendary rock bands' debut albums that have become iconic. So we don't know what they are, but Migs, you're going to put us all to the test a little bit and see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, I have a way to try and see how smart you guys are, since you guys are so judgmental. See how smart you are when it comes to some great debut albums.
Oh boy, we're going to find out about Steve's dumb game after Soundgarden.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
American songwriter put out a list of 4 legendary rock bands' debut albums that have gone on to become iconic, and they are among the best-selling in the genre. So, Migs, you want to put us to the test with some weird game you came up with.
I don't know if it's weird. It's fun, though, because I found this music app where you're able to isolate all the tracks on a song. So you can kind of, like, just tear apart a song. You could just have just the drums play, have just the bass play, the vocals, and so on and so forth, right? So these are all massively successful and popular songs that I think all of you will know.
Okay.
And so I decided to pick one for each of you based on the 4 albums that are popular. So I thought we'd start with Sarah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to start playing a song, and you have to guess what band it is.
Okay.
If you can guess the song, extra points, but we're playing for nothing, so whatever. You know, but I'll start playing it, and you got to figure out what band this is. I feel like this one might be tough for you, but let's find out.
Great.
So right now, it's just the drum part. I'll give you a little bass. Danny, Taryn, do you think you know it?
No.
No. Taryn's got it now.
I got it.
You got it?
Oh, I got it.
What band is it?
This is like Harker Shark all over. I mean, I am with that game.
Oh,
is
come it on. Linkin Park? Yes.
I did it.
Wow, I thought
that was tricky.
I honestly thought the drum beat would give it away right off the get-go.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Not at all. No. It's funny how, because I can hear it, so I got a little bit of an added advantage. But
I think I was just thinking it had to be somebody, like, older than Linkin Park. I was thinking, like, an older artist. But
think about that album. That album was
20 years old now.
I know, and that debut album was a monster hit.
Sure was.
All right, Taryn, you ready to give this one a whirl?
No, I'm very nervous, yes.
Okay. Start off with the bass. I don't think you're going to get it from the bass. I'm positive Danny or Sarah will know this one.
Oh my god, is this Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah! Excuse me?
That's my best Hootie.
No, you sound just like Darius Rucker. This album sold a bajillion copies.
Oh my god, is this Hold My Hand?
Ah. Just like Creed, a band I absolutely despised when I was younger, but now that I've gotten older, you're right, Danny, it's probably my hearing hurts so bad. That now I'm like, I can kind of tolerate them and I wouldn't mind seeing them live.
Absolutely.
All right, Danny, are you ready for yours?
No, but let's go.
Mm-mm. Not yet? No. Okay, so drums aren't helping. Maybe a little bass could help.
Oh, is it Pearl Jam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even flow, baby.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to guess Creed. Just to troll me.
I could have. No, that's because the vocals haven't kicked in yet. Then it's Creed.
Do you remember the first time you heard Pearl Jam's 10?
I honestly don't. But I just know that, like, especially in my college days, this album was so big for me.
Yeah.
Which was like, you know, 10 years after it came out, but I was really into this album.
And it was like MTV's Headbangers Ball, and I was like, I need to get this cassette immediately.
Steve, I feel like no one remembers the first time they heard 10, except for people that are obsessed like you with Pearl Jam. No one just remembers the first time you listened to this album.
I remember the first time I heard The Offspring's Americana.
See?
I was
walking outside.
You and no one else.
I remember the first time that Danny heard Offspring's Americana. Yeah, he was walking outside and he heard it.
Yeah, exact. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Yeah.
And it's a free-for-all. I mean, you could guess on this one.
All right.
This one's a tough one, I think. And it's kind of a rock band, but definitely a rock band that was never played on KISW.
Okay.
I feel like if anyone's going to get it, it's going to be T-Dog. It's a funky bass line, baby.
I don't know yet.
We're all waiting for Taryn.
I know. Sounds like my girl.
Think of a handsome lead singer.
Okay.
There's so many handsome lead singers.
Yeah, but this one was like on another level for some ladies.
Oh my god. Is this Matchbox 20?
Yes.
Rob Thomas.
Yes. I hear it now.
Right?
I want to push you around. Yeah. And I will. Yeah.
Danny, another example of how my hearing's going, because I've grown to like Matchbox 20 the older I've gotten. I hated this band when I was younger.
Dude, I like Matchbox 20. I don't like this song.
What?
Yeah, it's the worst song they've ever done.
No.
Okay, that's crazy talk. I think that's their best song.
No, not at all.
What's better than this? You can't say Smooth.
Bent. I don't know. Any of the other ones that they did.
Any of the other two that they did.
Can you help me? I'm bent.
I felt like every song was a hit.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Thank you.
Oh, it was 14 years ago this week that we experienced the Beastquake in Seattle. You remember this? When Marshawn Lynch had one of the greatest runs in Seahawks history.
And what did he do when he scored the touchdown?
Grabbing my ding-ding.
He grabbed his ding-ding.
Many Seahawks fans are talking about this online, so let's go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It was 14 years ago this week that we had the Beastquake run in Seattle.
I saw that on social media, and the Seahawks shared it. I think Simply Seattle did as well. And I was like, there's no way that was 14 years ago.
Time flies when you're having fun, Steve.
Still kick myself for selling my tickets to that game.
No. It's when Marshawn Lynch, of course, had one of the greatest runs in Seahawks history against the New Orleans Saints, causing seismic activity. It was wild, and I think we have some audio from it.
Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still. Has blockers now. He's dancing his way for the touchdown. What a run. 67 yards by Marshawn Lynch.
That's as good an effort as I've ever seen in my life from a running back. Downhill, physical, and down the field. You're going to see Matt Hasselbeck and the whole offensive line. Watch him cut it back and you're going to see all kinds of people sprinting down the field to help him. He breaks the tackle of Shanley, runs through Sharper, runs through Adell, runs through Jabari Greer. Get off me, he says to Tracy Porter. Look all the way down the field, Hasselbeck, all the offensive linemen. Are you kidding me?
What a run, an amazing effort by Marshawn Lynch.
I think it was like 9 tackles he broke. And to put it in perspective, like the Seahawks kind of like whimpered into the playoffs. They were a 7-9 team. They shouldn't have even been in the playoffs. And they're taking on, I think the Saints were 11-5. And everyone thought, this is going to be an easy win for the Saints. And it wasn't.
Oh, boy. Many have been sharing how much they loved the Beastquake moment. So let's go straight to the comments.
Sent a few of these comments to our production director, Jason. Said, hey, reenact whichever ones you want, and let's have some fun with this. And the Seahawks fans were definitely commenting on it. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
It was at that moment that all of us in the Pacific Northwest grabbed our ding-ding.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
Still one of the great. I love that, like, two players, one on the Seahawks and one on another team this year, decided to pay tribute to Marshawn Lynch and did the exact diving in backwards, grabbing the ding-ding pose.
Lovely homage.
It's the most beautiful moment in all Seattle sports history.
I will never get tired of watching this.
Same. Same. Have you ever watched the Marshawn Lynch breaking it down?
No.
It's on, like, probably YouTube or on social media somewhere. If you do a search, you'll be able to find it, where he sits down with somebody, watches it, and gives, like, his own play-by-play. And it's Marshawn being Marshawn. It's great.
It's just the best.
I can think of a more important play where he didn't get the ball.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
We don't have to talk about that.
I was there for that. I don't think any of us need to talk about that ever again.
Can we have a statue of Marshawn grabbing his boys outside of Lumen Field? Who's with me?
I am.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
I wonder what it would take to get that in the works. Let's start a petition.
Dude.
We'll talk to our elected local officials.
I don't know if they would ever do that. I don't know if they had that kind of sense of, they probably, there are plenty of people probably in the Seahawks organization that had that sense of humor. I don't think they have enough people that had that sense of humor to pass it through.
Mm-mm.
But like you think about the Ken Griffey one outside of T-Mobile Park and
yes.
It's an awesome statue. There's not a more perfect, I mean, maybe the Richard Sherman tip, that would be a good statue if you wanted to commemorate like one of the most iconic moments in Seahawks history, but is there a more iconic moment than Marshawn
grabbing my ding-ding?
That's the moment.
All right, we got one more comment.
It should be illegal to play that clip without the Steve Rabel call.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Matthew under center, Obamanu goes in motion right to left. Turn and handle into left side. Finds a little bit of a hole, keeps his legs moving. He's across the 40, midfield, 45. He's on the run, Lynch. 40, pushes him at 35. Look at him go. He's down to 20, 15. He could go. He is going to go. Touchdown, Seahawks. Oh, my word. Marshawn Lynch, unbelievable.
Happy anniversary to the Beast Ray.
Rabel's the best. When he gets fired up, all of a sudden he goes through puberty again.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
I always love when he's on the fifth quarter with Paul Sylvie on King 5 after like a Seahawks win or like a good game with a lot of exciting moments because his voice is just shot. And you're like, okay, yeah, we know that was a good game when your voice is gone.
Also, to like be that excited and not swear, that would be very hard for me too because I'd be wanting to like just shout all the naughty words.
I'd be yelling, what the F? What the F? Holy effing S! Oh my gosh!
People,
touchdown, Seahawks!
People are obviously losing their mind about the Beastquake, but people are also losing their minds online because of how a news reporter was wearing his jacket. We're going to tell you what's trending after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you are starting your morning, trying to make sense of the world of pop culture can be very difficult because pop culture is popping off at all times. So we're here to help you out by telling you what's trending.
Trending. On the Daily Mix Show.
Jamie Lee Curtis was recently a guest on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and she was talking about the devastating California wildfires and the destruction in her neighborhood, the Pacific Palisades, and all the catastrophic things that they were witnessing.
It's been heavy just seeing, like, I mean, obviously celebrities are like everybody else, but when you see, like, just the number of celebrities in their home, Anna Faris, who's a local person, just from all the different celebs from all walks of life, like, that have lost their homes or had to evacuate, it's just kind of like, whoa, this is just...
This is some awful, awful times over in California.
And we have some audio from her being on the show.
As you know, where I live is on fire right now. Literally, the entire city of the Pacific Palisades is burning. And, you know, I flew here last night. I was on the plane, started getting texts, and it's gnarly, you guys. It's just a catastrophe in Southern California. Obviously, there have been horrific fires in many places. This is literally where I live. Everything. The market I shop in, the schools my kids go to, friends, many friends now have lost their homes.
And she also said that she and her family are going to donate $1 million toward wildfire relief efforts. So I'm sure we'll see a lot of people pouring in support. But they are saying like it's $50 billion worth of damage is what they're estimating at this time.
And it's like the size of like, well, some of it's covering like the size of all of San Francisco. If like you were going to like, you know, like compare, it's like what the size of this, the wildfires have been. And I think they even like, they don't know how many people have been killed from it. I think it, like some believe around 10.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing that's happening because of the wildfires. But you know, all these reporters are out there doing their reports and doing their things. I could live without some of them that are like broadcasting outside of somebody's home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When like there's a garage on fire. I'm like, I get that you're trying to get, you know, the get visual, but you could just do that like in a less personal kind of way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just that to me would feel weird. Like if it was my home and there's like a reporter that's just like trying to show like how, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, like we could kind of pump the brakes on that. But some people are losing their minds over David Muir, who's an ABC News anchor, because he was wearing one of those like firefighter jackets. And he's like, look at everything that's behind me. And as he turns, it shows that he's used a clothespin to kind of tighten up the jacket so it's a little bit more form-fitting. And I don't know why, but people are, it just shows, it's like on social media, people lose their minds over sometimes like the most weird and wacky stuff, because some people are just mad at him. They're calling him a narcissist. Other people are like, that's pathetic in the middle of all this disaster. I'm just like, he's a TV news guy. Of course there's a narcissist level to him. It's all looks-based industry. It didn't bother me whatsoever. Like, if he wants to make his jacket look a little more snug, go ahead. Like, it'd take 2 seconds, probably.
Some people were commenting, though, that he may have been trying to, like, secure a microphone cord behind him so that it wasn't, like, blowing around in the jacket or something like that. Who knows? But again, I was unfazed by it. I couldn't believe how much people were freaking out over it.
I had a buddy recently say, like, what's the weird thing with your job? I'm like, sometimes we'll get like texts from people that are upset with us over like the strangest things. I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, and the when you look at the big picture of like what you should be bothered by in life, a news reporter wearing a clothespin on his jacket seems to be like at the very, very bottom, especially in the middle of all this.
Absolutely.
Like, I just thought that was odd.
Well, we just played some Guns N' Roses moments ago, and they are trending because someone on YouTube decided to turn Guns N' Roses into a 50s band. They used artificial intelligence, of course, to redo the entire 1987 album Appetite for Destruction. This is a sample of Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the name.
I think Taryn likes this version more than the original. You might be right. That kind of bothers me.
Honey, we got your disease. It's a jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring it to your shine na 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 knees.
Okay, what is happening?
I want to swing dance to that.
Okay.
All right, how about, you want to hear a Sweet Child of Mine?
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I'd hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. Her hair reminds me of a woman.
It works so well.
It does
actually work pretty well.
And I will say that I actually understand the lyrics.
Right?
But like, I didn't know what funny. He was saying before.
Well, now I'm like looking at like online, like, you know, because they did the whole record, and obviously those are the hits. But then I'm like, well, there's other songs that like lyrically are kind of like crazy, like My Michelle. Like, I wonder how. Hey, hey.
Your daddy works in porno now that what? Mommy's not around. She used to love her heroin, but now she's underground. So you stay out late at night.
I hate how much I actually enjoy this.
Wow, Sarah likes something?
I know.
Crazy with your life's insanity. Well, 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 you just can't tell. Well, 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 my Michelle.
Okay.
That is delightful.
I want all of us to dance that in poodle skirts.
All right.
Yes.
at the sock hop.
Yeah.
And I do love, like, whoever made this, and it's like Mark Steve Sev 76 on YouTube is the person who put this all together. They somehow made the members of Guns N' Roses look like they're in like some old school 50s band.
They look like the Rat Pack.
Yeah, with like the suits and the hair. Like, it looks nothing like the actual members of Guns N' Roses. It's pretty funny.
Fantastic. Rockaholics, Steve Miggs has a record that will shock you. He has 6 wins and 6 losses right now. Also, 2 ties.
I'm at 500.
In 2025, in the game of Beat Miggs.
I'm still doing better than the Kraken.
Let's send him off into the weekend a loser. You can call now to make it happen. 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show. The Daily Miggs Show.